First, the numbers, and they are disturbing. The National Human Trafficking Hotline, which works with federal and local law enforcement, says so far this year, almost 4,500 cases of trafficking have been reported. That number has steadily risen since 2012. That's also true in Kansas, where cases have doubled in the last 5 years, reaching 54 in 2016.
I think that most people don't believe it's happening in our smaller areas. They think it's just a big city problem, and it's actually found everywhere.
That's FBI Special Agent Amy Ramsey, who supervises the Human Trafficking Squad in the Kansas City Field Office. Traffickers, she says, go where they can find the most vulnerable.
People who are down and out, they're maybe looking for housing, people who are just in a bad spot, who are easily coerced, and can be talked into something like that.
What do they promise them?
And there are promises of shelter, food, clothing, help with their children. Usually the promises are just in the beginning and then quickly fade away.
And that's exactly how the government alleges Frank Boswell operated.
Right near 24th and Alabama in Lawrence, right behind a McDonald's drive-thru, there's a Ford dealership nearby, and that's where Club Magic is. It's closed now, but nobody knew that a huge human trafficking ring was being run partly out of this building.
Boswell is set to be sentenced this afternoon after pleading guilty to one count of human trafficking. The government says Boswell and his associates traveled to homeless shelters and churches in Nebraska, Iowa, Arkansas, and Tennessee to recruit women and juveniles into a sex ring. The whole case started in 2010 when the Topeka Police Narcotics Unit was doing a prostitution sting at a motel.
Oftentimes, prostitution and drug activity go hand in hand.
That's Topeka PD spokeswoman Lieutenant Colleen Stewart. She says detectives would call up women advertising on the notorious Backpage.com. Frank Boswell, she says, wasn't even on their radar when the sting began.
So in the interviews with the women who you busted, the Frank Boswell name kept coming up, and that's what led you to a bigger case.
Correct. So that name came up, and so more investigation into, you know, what is this all about? How deep does it go? How wide does it go?
So wide, she says, that they turned it over to the FBI, who traced Boswell to Club Magic, a strip club he owned in Lawrence, where he performed and recorded under the name Beneficial. The lyrics from Boswell's song, You Can Get It, are about the kind of glamorous and lucrative life Boswell promised he could provide to women selling sex. The video was shot in Club Magic, with Boswell holding a handful of money. There was nothing small about the trafficking operation or the club. Even Tech N9ne, Kansas City's most famous rapper, shows up in a Club Magic YouTube video. To be clear, nobody says Tech is part of any criminal activity, but here he is with Boswell.
Yo, this be the one who called Tech N9ne, and I'm in the back room somewhere with my homeboy Franco.
Yeah, already.
You know what I mean? But if y'all don't know what back room we're in Club Magic, baby. You know what I'm saying? In Lawrence, Kansas, we kick it. When I'm here, this is where I come.
Not anymore. The club is closed. Boswell faces up to 5 years in prison, and the FBI says the case isn't over yet. I'm Sam Zeff.